The programme is a fun-packed schedule of Chinese traditional acts combined with a few newer things. So every Chinese New Year celebration has to have a lion dance. That's the key traditional thing that everybody loves to see. So we'll have a lion dance act. We also have Chinese dancers from the Yingtao Dance Group, who are a dance group also based in Kent in the Gravesend area. We have a Chinese opera face changing act, which is a theatrical performance based around Chinese opera. We have a performance from the K-pop dance group of the University of Kent. And we also have a couple of local Chinese schools who are doing reenactments of the Zodiac story for us. Chinese New Year is the biggest event in the Chinese calendar. It's like a combination of Christmas and New Year all in one. So there's colourful decorations everywhere. Particularly with the lion dance, there's lots of music, there's dancing and singing, and you know there's a really good atmosphere. So we have approximately 200 people come to the event. So it's a really exciting time. We have lots of children who love to sort of see the colourful displays and hear the singing and the dancing. So yeah, it's a very exciting event. So the rat is a particularly important animal in the zodiac cycle. It's the first animal in the cycle, so we will be marking that by a retelling of the story. So it's a group of children from the local Mandarin school, which is based at Simon Langton, have been working very hard to put on a short play for us, telling the story of the rat. The rat's the first animal in the zodiac because it essentially cheated. So there were 12 animals that were in a race for the 12 places available in the zodiac, and the rat knew that it wouldn't be fast enough to win. So using its clever thinking and quick-wittedness, which the rat sign is renowned for, it hitched a lift on the back of the ox, one of the larger animals, and jumped ahead near the end, so it was able to take first place. I think obviously first and foremost we want them to have a good time. We want everybody to enjoy the show and just have fun. And what we really hope is that we can share a little bit of Chinese culture with people. So our group is very inclusive. We like to welcome people from all groups, not just Chinese people. And what we're hoping to showcase is the best that Chinese culture has to offer. This is an important time of year. And what we'd really like to do is just share that excitement with the local communities in Kent and give everybody a little bit of an idea of the type of things that that we do in a celebration. And of course, there is food involved as well. Chinese culture is very central. So we will be serving Chinese food that people can enjoy after the show, that's included in the ticket price. So we really hope that people come away just of a sense of what Chinese culture involves.